Welcome, everybody, to another episode of your favorite podcast with a brand new logo. Here's the scenario. I am one of your hosts, Michael Shane, Tiberius Cannon. With me, as always,
Michael Feeney, and also
Josh Gad. We really changed up everything.
Yeah, Ginger Gad.
No, I'm Brendan Sagalow. What's up, everybody? New year, new us.
New year, new us, new logo. Thank you very much. Tevin? Campbell?
Campbell.
Trevin. Also,
Trevin.
Stop tapping feet.
Oh, sorry.
That's nervous me. Nelly
over
here.
We're checking the camera.
If our most recent episode looked like it was in an earthquake.
That's right. Yeah. If it looked like the T-Rex was constantly walking towards us, that's because Brendan has anxiety problems that he will not address in therapy.
But the good news is he's drinking his second iced coffee in as many episodes. So sure that'll slow down.
It's like, I don't know why, but I'm so tired. Can't keep control. Well, that's not what this show is about. This show is a hypothetical-based podcast. We do what-ifs, would-you-rathers, F, marry, kills, all that fun stuff. You bat back and forth with your pals, and you, the listeners, submit the questions. We take preferential treatment from our Patreon. That's patreon.com/scenariopod. We have hundreds of episodes of backlogged exclusive podcasts, so if you want to jump on and support us there, please do so. But otherwise, follow us at our social media handles. Everything is at heresthescenario.com. And I think...
I'm still stuck on how awesome this
logo is.
Yeah, I mean, it just is. There's so much going on there.
I like
really
the...
Well done. I think all of us are drawn.
Like, I don't love how I'm seen.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean?
You tell me about it.
That's you, dude.
Tell me.
I know it's me. I know it's me, and I think I'm bothered by me. Not the artist, by just generally me.
What is it in this picture?
The little beauty mark.
Yeah. What? Everything. He put that in?
Yeah.
The thing that people have just started being like, what is that? Yeah, dude. The amount of people that have like licked their little fingerprints.
So what is it about this
it's me,
version of you?
You know, I just don't care for it. I don't know. I just look
he
like my nightmare
well
version.
I like myself. I think my cartoon version lays weight. Oh, Jesus. Is less weight.
Yeah, you look like lesbian Barney Rubble.
I think yours
is modern Rubble.
Yours seems charming, you know?
Feeney's is too handsome, and it
That's
really
what
sucks.
Bugs me. It's not even
It
me.
Really sucks.
It's Feeney's fucking... drawing.
This
guy is an absolute crush on Feeney. Puts him front and center, size
right in the middle
than us too. I think Sagalow and I look more like we're just fucking gay accomplices behind your back.
This
is Kelly Rowland and the other girl.
Yeah, I'm the other girl.
You're Beyonce.
He included some of my imperfections. He's got some of my cowlick in the back. You know.
Oh, the one
there.
That frames your face. Well, shut up. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
I can only work with what I'm given, you know?
He added imperfections to me. He added, like, a little eyebrow thing.
No, you got that.
I got that? I like that he added the eyebrows at all.
Yeah. He was very generous.
The fact that he really gave you eyebrows.
Maybe that was a throwback to when you used to paint them.
Yeah.
Remember when you used to color them?
I
look like I'm pulled up to the American Legion in fatigues after an unsuccessful deer hunting trip. And I am ripping through 75-cent Bud Lights.
I even have your
party
your
cup.
Like a cardigan.
Yeah. No, he nailed it.
That's a patagonia.
I'm not saying it's not accurate. I'm
That's
saying
That's why
that,
you don't like it.
Yeah, me is the problem.
Because you see yourself as a certain je ne sais quoi.
No.
God.
It's not that I see myself as that.
Yeah.
Is that I wish it to be. And it's just I'm routinely reminded that it's not the case.
Well, I like the photo.
I love it.
I love it. I like the is that not a photo of us? Honestly, it couldn't be me in the middle because you also see Feeney's hands, and we don't want to like show that how much I bite my nails. And
right. Well, yeah, that's actually those are not quite long and gothic enough
they're
to be Feeney's hands.
Pretty
hand.
Long because they go inwards and then outwards again. Mine do very, very similar.
The only way it would be more accurate is if his fingers were pointing in judgment.
Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't like your hands.
Yeah, it feels
your
like
hands are my
gripping.
Least favorite part about you.
You're always gripping.
They're sharp.
They're so sharp. In
They're
every
so
aspect.
Sharp.
They're wolf.
One of your knuckles is just gonna peek through your skin one of these days.
It split so many skins.
I went to Walgreens recently, and the woman at the cashier had gloves on, like surgical gloves. But she had her like done up nails like cut through it, and I wanted to take a picture so bad. I wanted to be like, can I please take a picture of your hand?
Why didn't you?
She didn't really look like somebody that would respect that. You know
Why
what I mean?
She looked like
she wouldn't respect a question.
She's somebody who had nails popping out of surgical gloves. Okay, I don't think she'd go, just like for a podcast? Totally, I'll do that.
Why do I feel like you're buzzing the tower of racism here?
She was white.
Sorry, I was still trying. I was still on your thing. It doesn't really matter what, you know, race she is.
Sure.
You guys, so weird. Isn't that weird, Nicole, that they immediately go to race?
What, are you colorblind or something?
Yeah, I'm colorblind. Are you talking to me? I don't see color. I just see nails coming out of surgical gloves.
So what's the... What was the
scenario?
Should we get into the question? But we did have a thing that we wanted to read.
I wanted to
start
read
off
this,
the episode.
Because we've had on Blunts with the Boys, we've read
which is our Patreon exclusive podcast. If you join the Patreon, there's a ton of those, but it's more storytelling, more loose. We get into our personal lives, all of that stuff. So since that is kind of going away, or at least new episodes of it, we're going to incorporate that more into the show. So we're gonna give us a little more space to cook.
Right.
And then we're also gonna get into the fucking questions.
Yeah. So I think one of the best episodes of Blunts with the Boys was bringing in the songs that I used to write in high school
for Dervy,
for old Dervy.
Yeah.
And so I was home
Kentucky Dervy
for the Kentucky Derby. I was home for the holidays, and I found in my nightstand a letter that my teacher, Mr. Scott. I'll even shout out Mr. Scott.
Wow, after your middle name,
Remedial Math. He asked us. It was one of those, like, you know, a BOCES class. It wasn't a BOCES class, but it was like we're one step away from going to BOCES. Yeah. You know, the troubled class.
Yeah, the windows were glued shut.
Yeah, and all the corners had little foams on them.
balls.
Yeah, little tennis balls. So we would learn math, but then every once in a while we would learn about ourselves.
Yeah.
So he said to the class, "Write a letter to yourself." I'm 17 years old.
So he's basically
17. I thought you were like 8 during
this. Is going to be so bad.
No. 17 years old.
But he's
peak bad.
So he's trying to give you purpose to basically live another 10 years. Like, he's trying to have you put that out in the world that, hey, I will be here
for
this 27.
Yeah.
And I will read this eventually.
This is your Jim Carrey $1 million check.
Sure, but in a bad bad way. In a way, this is my Jim Carrey $1 million check if it was written by Gerard Way of My Chemical Romance.
Are you on?
It's very.
Are you on pills and drinking and weed at this point?
I was. I don't know. I was doing ecstasy and I was drinking and I was smoking weed and everything, and. Don't even read. You're reading too much.
I'm just looking at your handwriting.
My handwriting's awful.
Your handwriting looks like Tommy Pickles picked up a crayon for the first time.
Dude, for the first...
It's like alternating.
And it hasn't really gotten any better.
So you should
read it. To lowercase. No, I'm reading it.
Let me see.
Would it be funnier if I read it?
Yeah, because you won't...
You won't see it coming, but maybe... I don't know.
You told me I needed to. So
I think it's
just
better if you read it.
I'm just going off of what
you... Can we have some royal...
You could read this. You could definitely read this.
Just put it away.
I want to see it.
And don't worry, everybody. This will be posted on my Twitter. Brendan, I had to shake Brendan's hand and say, no, I'll never do that. And then he sent it to me. And then I believed him. And then I downloaded it and locked it on my cloud.
Well, I'm hoping more. Yeah, you put it on your Twitter in a couple
weeks.
Delete
pictures of crew before that.
Yeah.
I'll get rid of hospital pictures of crew before I get rid of this dog shit. With his fucking stupid dots over his eye, but they're circles.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That was like our, the Toxic Toast logo, which was
what is
just
that also?
Mean it's oh, just mean it that's was my band. Band it was my band in high school.
Too bad toast wasn't toxic for you.
I know. I gluten-free. Are we recording? I wrote this at 17 years old. Do we have any like royalty-free kind of teenage music? Like, I know we can use like "Hey There,"
put YouTube What's safe that?
That's Ohio is for lovers
music.
Oh, good.
So you
one.
Want emo, because right now I have emotional, sad piano music. But you want something angsty.
I don't know. It might
Damn,
work.
Let's, can you play?
Let's go the, with you. Well, let's go with what you Yeah.
Can you play emo, and then we'll go to piano if it's just not fitting?
Yeah, if it just doesn't work.
Yeah. Emo, let's, copyright free.
And I can't make free. This on my own.
It's Brendan's band.
Yeah. Which you probably could find.
Couldn't you?
No, I don't think
couldn't
so.
Couldn't you?
I think I've wiped everything from the, but I do have
videos. You love deleting messages, dude. You love it. Deleting evidence.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have no problem if Dalia asked me to delete all my pictures. I would go, yeah, sure. Except for those two. Except for those two.
Except for these
those two photos.
Password protected.
Yeah. I will not budge on that. I tell him that. Hey, mister. I will not budge on my notes stuff. Okay, so 17 years old. Let's give it a roll.
You're reading it, aren't you?
You want me to read it?
Or am I? Is this the beginning of Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan all day.
Joe Rogan by day. Joe Rogan by night.
All day. All right. I'll read it. I'll read it. This sucks.
No, wait. You gotta know it's coming. The flange.
Sure. This is royalty-free emo music.
Yeah. Here you go.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
This is it.
Here we go. This is 2000 whatever. Are you reading it with me?
Yeah. I'm just making sure you don't skip anything.
I'm not going to skip anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Dear myself. Dear myself. Right now, I'm in my senior year of high school.
And high school, one word.
High school, and I'm 17 years old. I love punk rock music, and I play in a band called Toxic Toast. I like to do drugs, and I love my girlfriend Durfla. I'm gritting.
You said the drugs part first before Durfla. I like to do
this
drugs
is for a class. This is for a class. His first interest.
Do you think he read it?
What?
Do you think he read it?
Yeah.
I thought he just put it in the envelopes.
Oh, you thought it was like a secret that
which,
your therapist
by the way,
told you
I didn't
do?
Bring it.
I thought we were in the trust tree, aren't we? In the
I didn't bring the envelope, but when you open it, it says never give up on it. I wrote that. I wrote never give up on the envelope. Okay. I like to do drugs, and I love my girlfriend Durfla. I'm getting ready to go to college.
Collage spelled.
But I mean, do we have to do this?
Not a very good one.
I'm getting ready to go to collage, but I'm afraid to go because I want to stay with Durfla, and I know that she keeps. And I know that after this year, we won't last.
I know that she knows after this year we won't last.
Oh, and that's fucking killing me. I swear to God, when I'm older, if I'm still playing with Toxic Toast and we actually went somewhere in life, or if I make it as an actor, if I make
dude,
it.
I thought that said as a waiter.
Jury's still out on that, too.
If I make it as an actor, I'll be living somewhere in California. I'll have one dog, in parentheses, big dog.
And you always talk about little dogs.
Yeah, you've only had shitty little dogs.
And I'd rather a shitty little dog now.
That's weird.
If I have a dog, big dog. And a house near a beach. I don't have to be rich.
Have a house near a beach in California.
I don't have to be rich. I'll just want to be comfortable. I'll wake up in the sun. I'll wake up to the sun coming through my window and a view of the beach. I'll get out of bed and eat some breakfast and go back to my room to see Durfla laying in bed, still looking as beautiful as she does today.
God.
How long was this before you broke up?
Oh, we were like on and off all the time.
So like, but what
she was constantly trying to get out of
it. How close to the end was this? Weeks, days, months?
Maybe like another half a year.
This teacher should be removed from education for sending this to you and not immediately submitting it to the child, to the like school psychologist.
Like, there's a whole back page.
We get this guy a thing about like writing about his hopes and dreams, and he's just talking about loving drugs and his Indian girlfriend, Durfla, who very clearly, judging by her note, doesn't even know they're dating.
I stole a locket of her hair.
There is a whole back page. Cue up the music.
Turn it sideways so you can read it like Mike's reading. Oh, so you don't have to keep scrolling.
Oh, that's so much better. Why didn't you say that earlier?
Because you were, like you didn't look up once.
Okay. Okay. Something about Dervla.
Why did you say
and I'll either be getting ready to be in a major film like my hero Johnny Depp.
Oh my God! Even more of a hero.
Still stands.
Men's rights hero Johnny Depp.
Brendan Scissorhands.
The only thing that I still agree with. Or playing shows in stadiums with Toxic Toast. To be honest, I'm not looking forward to reading this letter because I know my vision of the future is too idealistic, even for me.
The man's gonna hold you down.
Oh my God.
I don't even know if I'll remember how I felt when I was writing.
Yeah, I love
this.
That you're writing this as like your fucking house servant is like vacuuming your feet. And you're like, I know, it's just too. Come on! Get the fuck out of
come
here!
Come on, Zena!
I'm trying to focus!
Now, in reading this, can you put yourself back to that day and remember writing that?
Yeah. Let me finish and we'll talk about that. Okay. I don't even know if I'll remember how I felt when I was writing this, but in case I forget, right now I see myself ripping up this paper and running out of class, bawling my eyes out.
Oh my God, dude.
Bawling my eyes out! Are you fucking kidding me?
Can I ask, how did you spell bawling?
B-A-W-L-I-N-G.
Why? What is? How is it spelled?
How is it spelled? It's impossible that somehow after you wrote this at 17, you let this kid down.
Yeah. I really did. Okay.
Read that sentence back again. Okay.
Right now, I see myself ripping up this paper and running out of class, bawling my eyes out. I hope my life turns out the way I want. But even if I had the house in California, the big dog...
California.
You're right. Even if I had the house in Cali, the big dog, the dream career, spelt incredibly wrong. I mean...
career?
Like no word has ever been... C-A-R-R-E-U-R.
Tell you.
Dude, you're a French senior career. In high school. Dude,
French
he's,
career.
He spelled it like a deaf French guy.
La career.
You're a senior in high school. You're going to college soon.
The dream career and the money. Without Dervla, as cliche as this sounds, I won't ever be happy.
And you've never been happy since.
First of all, it doesn't even say cliche. It says cliche. It's C-L-I-C-H-I with the slide.
I knew to put the
with the Doritos.
On the wrong letter.
I knew to do that, but I didn't know how to spell it. So future Brendan, when you read this, don't give up. It might look bad. It might not, but get everything you ever wanted. And if, when you're successful,
you're losing confidence in yourself.
Find her.
If
find her and never let. Should I say her full name?
Yeah.
Don't say her last name. Don't say her last name.
I'll say it and we'll see if we, because this isn't live.
It's the last name. It's so funny. Perfect.
Find her and never let Dervla. Leave you ever again. Leave your life again. Again is what I really picked up on that when I read it the first time. Live your life.
Live the life.
Live the life you always wanted.
Underlined four times.
Four times I'm underlined. Then I signed it and put a little...
Brendan's signature looks exactly like Donald Trump.
Look, and if you notice...
Oh, and you bought the...
And if you notice in the corner of the page, there's a little heart that says D.
Now, you gave that to an adult.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, how
that
I was feeling
that guy,
about
it. Dude, I'm telling
you. Guidance counselor should have been called in for the
sure.
Right now, I
Mr.
feel like
Scott.
Bawling my eyes out and running. You're like,
I was also
oh,
like,
hell,
in that
hell.
Class, I was.
It's not even the assignment, was, man. Like, that's like, he told you to write like
just
your
a
goals.
Letter. Just a letter.
You said right now, goals. I feel like crying. Bawling my eyes out.
Yeah, he's like, write to yourself in 10 years. And I'm like, I want to always cry. Poor kid. Dude. But I was also writing on the desk, and he would like come up to me and he would be like, you can't do that, man. But he would never really stop me. I just kept drawing
what do
on
you
the
mean?
Desk.
What do you mean? Oh, drawing.
He was
on
like,
the
stop
desk?
Drawing on the desk. And I was like, no. And I just kept doing it. So I'm pretty cool, actually. You know?
Oh, yeah. Man, you were that guy where he was like,
yeah.
You're so. If I was a teacher, I'd see that. I'd be like, this guy so desperately wants to be saved. Dude. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. You're too eager to be saved. That's why no one saved me, because I'm too eager to be saved.
You're an eager pleaser.
I had to play it cool.
You would have been such an interesting character. I mean, granted, I think more because I keep thinking of you in the context of like me growing up and like how just fucking destroyed you would have been in my class. But I need to start thinking of you as like people in my sister's class, because that's how old you were.
Yeah. And very she, sensitive.
And she, yeah, it's just a different kind of thing. You definitely would have been bullied, but you like.
You were bullied, right?
No, it was like everybody bullied everybody. You know, it wasn't really like.
You were definitely bullied.
It was very. It was more. Told you. Don't worry, Brendan.
Everybody's getting bullied.
Brendan, if you learn anything, don't fight back.
No. I was actually pretty cool with everybody. Like, I was. Because I was still funny in a way, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I was still like.
Where was that in that note?
It's very rarely how that works.
Oh, I didn't even know funny was like. I thought it was like, all I am is funny. You know what I mean?
No.
There isn't like. I didn't look at it as a virtue, you know?
Oh, you'd say you just thought you were funny.
You were trying to
despite.
Be in a band.
Yeah, I was trying to be like.
You wanted to
like,
be deep.
I wanted to be
you
deep.
You didn't care about
funny. I wanted to be. Johnny Depp.
You were Billy Corgan.
Yeah,
you
I was. Yeah. I didn't want to be Chris Farley. I wanted to be.
You wanted to write a book
about
be a
Billy rat. Joe Armstrong.
You wanted to be a rat in a cage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I really wish. I wish there was a way that we could, like, just give. I wish there was like a podcast time travel device, right, where we could each go back to all of our childhoods and just give us exactly what we wanted.
Yeah.
And It's a Wonderful Life, see exactly what that would have led to. Because it would have been so fucking hilarious to watch Brendan Adolf Hitler get his fucking painting finally looked at and given a thumbs up from his teacher. Because imagine his creative writing person was like, this is like the
really
deepest
good.
Thing yeah. I've ever read. Yeah. You are Robert Frost. We've never and
Dervla would be crazy to not bond with you. And he's like, I don't need Dervla anymore.
Yeah, I got a bunch of hoes, and then I have my little dark turn. You know, What was that?
What have you? Is there any? I know we've spoken about this, but is there any like connection to Dervla anymore? Is there any way we can get her on the podcast?
No,
we've talked about her so
I
much.
Really,
we owe her some like Patreon money.
I really doubt that she would come on the podcast. I think she's a. I think I don't know what she is. I do know, but I don't want anybody like reaching out.
Yeah, she's got a pretty general name. You'll never find it.
I mean, at least 3 million other.
Oh, people. There she is.
No, you can't. That is her. You
hold on,
can't.
Pull her up if we can't watch it. Don't put it up on the public feed. But I want to see.
Can we block it out? If
yeah, is it possible? Oh, she's hot.
Yeah,
good for you.
Thanks, dude. I only you know
that was a stretch, but she's very attractive.
Yeah, yeah. She didn't really, you know, she didn't really like me as much as I liked her. Obviously.
No,
I
mean, you could tell by her
she's
face.
Doing.
She was really smart. Like I'm sure if she had a letter that would write to herself, it would be because I was reading back these notes that we used to pass back and forth in high school.
Yeah,
and all of her notes are like just so kind of self aware, and she's talking about the class and how she likes calculus. Like one of the things was like. Nobody in my class, in my calculus class, actually wants to learn, and I want to learn. And then the next page is me being like, you're also so pretty.
I like when we hug.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, you were a direct fuck you to her father.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what that
sure.
was.
I had blue hair.
Yeah, you know, you were like, oh, you want me to be a doctor that bad? I'm going to fucking be with this idiot.
What, exactly.
Good job getting out of that impression. I saw you.
I started.
Yeah, I started. Cracked. You went right back
the percussion started on my tongue.
You had one one toe into the Quickie Mart and then you backed away.
Who needs the Quickie Mart?
I do. But yeah, so, and even in one of those notes in my notebook, she was like, we were like talking about how her parents hate me, and she's like, it's just the purple hair. You
know? Was she asking you to get rid of it?
No. No, she wasn't.
She liked her little bad boy.
I don't think so. Yeah, she liked me as a bad boy. And then she realized I'm actually some...
A crybaby.
And you had a crybaby.
You had sex with
a crybaby boy.
Cry. I lost my virginity to her.
Wow.
Yeah. And even if I don't have the house or the dog, or I'm like so... like just sure that I'm gonna be rich, you know. I'm just like, and even if I don't even need the money,
you're literally
gonna
have it. You're saying what you saw in diaries on E! True Hollywood Stories. Like, you're like, I know what it's gonna look like eventually when the camera crew picks this up, and it looks like I'm like a struggling high school kid that had no idea the wealth that would befall him eventually once people, you know, discovered your talents.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Let's not have.
I want to look at her for the rest of the episode.
Can we add her to the new logo?
Is she married? Yes. And Dervla in the top right corner. She's she's just as big of a part of the show as we are.
Yeah. Put her next to Mike reading the book.
How is not Nicole riding the unicorn or something?
I see Nicole as the unicorn.
Oh.
She's the little bit of magic that makes the show go.
We should put Nicole like in some sort of toboggan going down the lava.
Yeah, that would be fun. Well, you know, a lava. Only toboggan. We thought about that before we really solidified this photo.
Yeah.
So what's the scenario?
Oh, let's go to the first question. So,
yeah, Jesus.
I mean, that's unreal.
Thank you for sharing that with
unbelievable.
Us, Brendan,
yeah.
For
thank
our
you.
Enjoyment.
All right, first question from our Patreon. Again, preferential treatment goes to the Patreon members. Patreon question, Matt K. Here's a scenario. Your podcast network hypothetically sells itself to another distribution company and eliminates their podcast arm without any warning to their shows. Do you pretend to still be professional? Do you continue to allow them to jam your show with an unlistenable amount of ads for cancer medication, all while being paid 36 cents per year quarter? What do you do?
Did you write this? Who wrote that? Who wrote this?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Next question. Paula Johnson. Question.
That's so funny. I just picture you writing that on Christmas Eve, being like, I gotta get this out. That's your letter.
Yeah. Right now I feel like ripping up that contract and bawling my eyes out.
And I don't even care if I don't get the podcast house or the microphone or the studio that I want to get, as long as I have Dervs.
You also just want Dervla?
Oh my god.
I mean, all this talk of her makes her seem like
I'm gonna get a
catch.
Fucking cease and desist
here's
for
the,
sure.
Here's the funniest part too is like you were right because I mean she's done very well.
She's
like,
great. Yeah, she's a scientist.
If you were one of those, you know, you could always find
she
those,
is.
I know.
You can find those like what's it called? Those stories of people who get their you know, husband or like Aaron Judge, right? Like he's been dating. They met in high school, I think it was.
Sure.
So now
you're looking crazy.
Flash forward.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yes, but he also just got $360 million.
As did I.
And set a record for the Yankee.
Oh, Nicole's investment paid off.
Yeah.
So I thought that
she's got two mongoose bikes.
But she's not allowed to touch any of them.
No, not yet.
Not until she's ready.
Yeah, but you could have been that. You could have been Aaron Judge's wife to Dervla.
What do you mean?
You would have been like the house.
I could have been, Oprah's
like,
husband.
I'm assuming that she either has a kid or wants to have a kid at some
she
point.
Does, I don't think she has any
you could
kids
be
or
the
anything
you could
like
be
that.
The stay-at-home dad.
Damn. No, there was no chance that she was going to continue liking me.
But what if you just like started studying?
I remember one time I was so upset.
Her spelling
at something she did. We hadn't talked for months, and I just
and you're still
her.
Dating.
No, we broke up. She was like 86ing me, you know, totally ghosting me, and I was like so fed up with it. And I do
not respond well to boundaries.
Dude, I texted her and I just went, "You're a poser," and I sent it to her.
I guarantee that was after midnight.
What do you mean?
Guess what?
Like she wears airwalks and doesn't skateboard? Like, what is
I don't know
that
what
mean?
I meant. It was like the biggest insult I could think of at the time.
What did she say?
Nothing, obviously.
Oh, that's crushing.
Nothing.
To not even respond?
Nothing.
No, she saw that and was like, so best funny. Decision I ever made.
So, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Good luck, honey. You're not going to make it in this town without me.
Yeah, you'll never get the respect from Eddie's.
I want my Punk's Not Dead shirt back. I got her that.
And how
imagine she
one time for her
it.
Birthday, I got her a Punk's Not Dead shirt that was like too small and a wallet chain that was like a checkerboard wallet chain.
Nice.
Truly.
Just trying to turn her into a woman she'd never yeah, had interest in being.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted her to be the lead singer of the Distillers.
Did she like that music?
Yeah, she liked it. Not as much as I did. I mean, I think there was like a personality kind of thing that she was trying to reach with all that shit. She was like trying to find herself, and a part of finding herself was making this mistake.
Yeah. And realizing she goes, don't want to be anywhere near that.
Yeah, oh boy. going to Warped Tour and having to see your boyfriend be like, why did you like leave me?
What do you think though? How sick would it be if like we just find out that she reaches out and she's like,
as a matter of fact. Okay, sorry.
I've cut the too small t-shirt into a little blankie, and I hold it, and I suck my thumb every single night, and I smell it, and it still smells like you, and I've been thinking about you, and I like your rooftop special, and here's the scenario is great, and when I followed the Schumer thing, like, really closely,
yeah.
What do you think?
I would feel a deep amount of closure. I think, you know, it's,
so you need her to want you for you to move on in your life.
Yeah. I need her to want me so that I can like cool Urkel myself. Yeah. You know what I mean? I just suddenly am like Faison or whatever his name is.
That's Brandon.
Yeah. Branders.
Stefan.
What's his name?
Faison love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stefan.
I would go, sorry, babe. It just isn't going to work.
You go back.
Hey there.
We still haven't read a question, have we? Next question. Paula Johnson, what do you do? A glitch in the Matrix and your child self appears. All of a sudden, there's a mini Feeny, mini Cannon, mini Sagalo. They're all toddlers and need new parents. Which adult takes which kid to raise, and what's the first thing you're doing with your new kid?
I would take mini Feeny. And I would I'd get him to start working on Welcome Twos. I go, we're gonna put some
start
on
a YouTube
page.
Channel for
him. Yeah.
Welcome to Washington Square Park Playground. Here's your gift card, big.
Yeah.
What is it?
A hypodermic needle.
And
rat
and four people doing their Patreon.
Yeah, I'd probably take I would take little Feeny because I think I don't want to see my effect on you. I don't want to see like what
get yourself
my lifestyle
one,
would affect. Like, I don't want to see a fat you.
That bouncing your leg?
You'd rather see a fat Feeny?
Yeah.
I'd want to see it too.
I mean, obviously everybody sees him as this middle Hercules character. So I
yeah, pristine jawline. Well, I look like a fucking mongol.
You would look like when the
pretty
fat
accurate.
Pedophile in Always Sunny looks like Dennis.
Yeah, what's his name? Whelan or something? Something with a W.
He was like Whelan. Whelan.
Whelan.
All right.
What would you do? I would take
Minnie myself. I wouldn't want anybody to have.
Well, I think
my...
that's not the part. I think we have to pick each other.
You're not allowed to pick yourself.
It doesn't. All of us. Which adult takes which kid to raise, and what's the first thing you're doing with your new kid? Oh, they need new parents.
Yeah,
but new parents are our parents.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
do you know what I mean?
No.
Do you know what I mean? If it's Minnie us, then their parents would be our parents. So new parents would be us.
I would, if I were to take myself.
Do you know what I mean?
In it. If I were to take myself.
Is what I'm saying making sense, Nicole?
I don't think so. I think you're trying to get out of the question.
Yeah, I think you have to just
you're
by
picking
the
easiest
the
one.
Rules.
I'm not picking the easiest one.
You'd pick yourself.
Yeah.
You kind of did. You already did.
Yeah, I did.
You have both of you have picked yourselves.
That's right.
I'd like to see if I had, because I feel like if I had Mini Mike, yeah. I'm going to be like,
They'll bully you.
This is no. This is going to be an easy course correct. You know what I mean? Like, we'll just fix this right from the gate. Well,
what part of this looks easy to you?
No, when you're a toddler, if I'm your father, this will be an easy course correct. I'll hug you three times. I'll tell you I'm proud of you. That's you're on the straight and narrow. Now, he seems like he had
Can't stop crying already.
He seems like he had that. And so it seems like it's still,
I seem like I had that?
Yeah. You do seem like you had
Let me second that. Yes.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because your dad, you have a great relationship.
Now, because I've worked on it.
You didn't do it.
My dad didn't do anything that I like grew up like despising about him.
Exactly. So that's what I meant and said. He agreed to.
Okay.
So what I'm saying, would be more
just
of a
win.
Challenge.
The only thing, Brent,
you don't have to win with style.
No, it has to be feelings. It has to be a fatality.
The only thing Brendan didn't like about it. Brendan didn't like the fact that they weren't like rich, but looked more like an underdog. Do you know what I mean? Like,
what do you mean?
Because if you looked like more of an underdog, then your story would write itself, right? All of these things from your past of you writing is really, like I've said to you before, because I looked at myself like this too, where everything was a chapter in my eventual documentary
about
myself.
That you're
going
to talk about on late shows.
Of course, yeah, that I'm just sharing
you
with everybody.
You and
I'd literally look at cameras before Jim made it popular. I was like, I was all about that shit. So I am you. I'm not saying this as an attack.
I know. I think that's what gets me about it so much, because I'm like, you are me. Whenever you're like, you're this, I'm like, so are fucking you.
I know. And I cop to it immediately, but you get upset.
And I think so is Feeny, but he just hides it really well.
I don't know. I definitely didn't grow up like I wish that it would be interesting to see, you know, string theory wise, if you, instead of playing underdog role, played like rich kid like role. Like if you grew up with that like Ryan Phillippe confidence of being like, yeah, my family's, we're pretty secure with money. We're all set. Like I said, of being like, I just got to get it out of this place where you're like, I'm actually in a very fortunate position that not most are. You might be building churches in Honduras now.
You could have and should have been chubby Francis Ellis.
I could have and I should have.
Yeah, that's a good comp of like somebody who
It was never about money though. I was never like, we're so poor or nothing like that. Like
I bet you resented a little bit. The sense that you guys were a classic family.
Sure.
Your parents were lawyers. You lived on Long Island in this really nice neighborhood.
No, I never resented it.
Then why all the sadness and the drugs?
Because I definitely like wanted to be 8 Mile because I wanted to be a rapper.
And this isn't me saying why were you depressed? I'm saying, why did you love talking about the lure of your depression and your sadness?
Because it's the attention from it.
Yeah.
So it's the same attention that like I wasn't looking at someone like Billy Joe Armstrong and going like, oh, he's poor and I want to be that, because I didn't know how he grew up. I'm sure it was poor for sure. But like that wasn't what was the top of the. That was only when I was like really idolizing Eminem that I'm like, oh, man, I wish I like had this background like
this. My cousin killed himself.
But it was never. Yeah, exactly. But it was never like I want to be poor. It was just like you're a teenager and you're like everything that's sad and bad. You're like, that's going to be on my, it's affecting me.
I definitely went down the road of like over dramatic, like I guess during that emo time and everything, cause you just listen to all that music.
Yeah.
It's just like, it makes you, you know, it makes you feel like the relationships.
It's not just the music. It is the biology in your body.
Yeah. And you feel like
a nightmare.
And the relationships that you're in or not in are all feel so life altering. And like, it does have that dramatic heaviness of high school of like, this was everything.
Yeah. And you're really like, and the shows that you're watching, the music you're listening to, it's all this like dark kind of.
Well, because you're on drugs the whole time. Like not on actual, like
I'm not even
viewer,
eating breakfast,
but not on like, not on like real farm. I'm talking about the drug of like hormone, like everything swimming
like,
in your body.
Also benzos.
Right. Well, you were on drugs and then we were on natural drugs.
Yeah.
Like we were just going through it and all that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, but the amount of times that I would be like crying in my bed and like looking up to the ceiling being like, this is going to be sick when I'm fucking famous.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, or some nauseating dog shit like that.
Yeah.
That, so I can relate. Mm-hmm. I relate to your stuff. but which is why I try to say that so you don't get so goddamn defensive.
It's gonna happen anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I'm working on it.
Are you?
A little.
See that?
I'll tell you why.
You're squeezing.
I'll tell you why, like, I got defensive.
I'm working on it.
I'll tell you why. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Maybe I don't know. I'm in a conundrum here. I don't know how to.
Maybe I've been making up that I'm working on it because that's part of the lore of working on my mental health, even though I'm not, and it stays bad.
Yeah, yeah. I'll
so
tell
I'm
them.
A victim.
I'll tell them I'm working on it. They'll be none the wiser. And I'll be sad by myself. See?
All right, so I'd parent mini Brenda.
Yeah, yeah, until the day. Yeah, just, I think parenting mini me would be easy until the day I come, mini me comes home and he's like, I love a girl named Dervla Singh. Like,
you're very good practice, though, and I've said this before. And again, I have this as well.
Okay.
But you Diffused. Are, you have not fully grown past the defiant age, and you are good, you have been good practice. For my 3-year-old son.
Yeah, I'm constantly in the terrible twos.
Well, because you are, though, a little bit. There's a part of you that just immediately wants to stand pat and not go with the flow because of whatever is wrong with you.
I know.
But there's like, that is a very toddler thing, is they've just found their independence. They're smart enough to have an opinion on something, but they don't know quite a bit about anything.
Careful.
And and my son
can't spell for shit.
Can't spell for shit. My kid loves Indian women.
Anywho.
Next question. Sarah Hagen Miller, all's a headens.
An OG.
What is, this is a good one. What's your go-to hungover diner order? Happy New Year, boys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
My what, in the morning, would you say?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm getting up around lunchtime.
Okay.
So I'm hungover.
That depends if you forgot your phone in an Uber.
Sure. Or if, like, you know when you, that, like, specific hangover when it just hits you like a ton of rocks at like 9 a.m. and you can't even go back to sleep. I have such a headache, I can't even go back to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I know exactly
what's
what you're
the question?
About.
Sorry,
is what your go-to diner hangover?
Oh, gotcha.
Order is.
Yeah, so probably like a cheeseburger.
They say like, yeah, like the patty melt or the bacon, egg, and cheese or something like that.
Something
is pretty
greasy.
Good. I think a lot of times though, I remember being so hungover and then the idea of whoever I was with, either like roommates or Erica or whatever, being like, oh, let's order like bacon, egg, and cheese. It's like, then I would picture the smell of eggs and I'd be like,
oh, yeah.
Like a lot of times I didn't want to eat any. If I get the hangover that I always used to get, which was like I got a hungover worse than anybody that I knew, where it was an all day affair. Once I started throwing up, I was just like shivering in bed like I had polio, you know, and I couldn't do anything. But then when all of a sudden I had to keep sleeping, and then eventually wake up. But I do remember a couple times we went to the diner in college, and we got like 2 sunny side up eggs with like corned beef hash, like that like diner corned beef. It's like this much of the plate.
Yeah.
And you just eat and eat and eat, and then you go back into the room and just lay down and hold your stomach until it goes away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think bacon, egg, and cheeses were like, that wasn't even my favorite hangover thing. That was my favorite, like, pre-soccer practice in high school meal, where we'd get literally a sausage, bacon, egg, and cheese. So I'd get both on one bagel, and I'd get 2 of those, I'd eat them before soccer practice in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
2?
Yeah, 2. Like, dude, the way we
2 bagels is crazy.
The way I ate when I was in high school should be somehow looked at, if possible. But it, cool. Like, even for football, like 3-a-days when we did like morning, afternoon, and then even evening workouts during summer, we would eat twice at the high school basically, and we would get giant orders of Chinese food for one meal, and then super strombolis and pizzas and all this shit for the second one, and then just work out and do the whole thing all over again.
But that also comes with burning as many calories, because that's what I used to do in college. Like when I would play full court 5-on-5 basketball for like 2 to 2.5 hours, and then we would go directly to McDonald's and get like extra large, value meals, and then eat the entire thing. And then you just hear the silence in our room afterwards when all of us are like full and our bodies hurt. And just
it
like,
only caught up to me in college. It only caught up to me when I was still playing basketball, but I was somehow eating like just enough shitty to kind of supersede the workout. So I beat it at points, but sometimes I'd be like all fucked up and like not that in shape like that it looked like. And I was like, I'm running miles every single day and I must be eating high octane shit to not look perfect. Oh, it's fucking insane.
What?
Garbage plate is the best hangover food, though.
What is
that? That's the upstate New York staple where it's like, I mean, it's a mix of everything where it's like burger patties, fucking taco meat, some cheese, some fucking hash browns, the home fries, like all this shit in one giant pile. And it was so good. But the reason why it was great is because you'd eat some of it, feel like you'd throw up in the diner, go home, sleep, and then eat the rest when you woke up.
Ah, it's the best.
Yeah, you take like 10 gravity bongs and then just fucking open up a sundae with that shit.
Shit your brains out.
The best. Nicole, did you have those in Binghamton?
No, but we had them at college because I went to school near like Utica.
Oh yeah.
We had those like at a local diner and a lot of people.
The best.
Yeah, look at that shit, dude.
Oh my fucking god. Yeah. That would instant diarrhea.
I mean, it there's nothing quite like the feeling of it sitting in your stomach. Like it's a very tangible, almost like kettlebell weight in the lower intestine.
What is that? What's that breakfast at McDonald's? The syrup in the bread and the only for breakfast.
The fucking like the pancake flap.
Yeah.
Bread.
What's that called? Feeny?
Drippy cum.
Pancake flapjack is a McGriddle.
A McGriddle. Wow. Yeah.
Now
those were
Nicole,
killer.
I'm trying to look
hangover.
It up. There's this place, I think, in either Venice Beach or Pacific Beach that was a Arnold Schwarzenegger used to go there afterwards and he would eat food there. And he has something on the menu. It was a breakfast spot and it was right on the side of like the road. And there was a this breakfast thing. It would be the thing that he ordered for breakfast every single time he went there. And it's such an insane amount of food. And they still have it on the menu that you can like order it. And when I went there, I ordered it and it was food enough for four people. I mean, there were, I'm trying to, I wish I couldn't find it, Nicole, but if you do pull it up, but it's like an incredible amount of like eggs and it's got a punch. It feels like a bushel of potatoes cooked in it. And so it just,
eggs
all
are some of the worst hungover food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the runniness of
it's
it.
Like the mucusy. It feels
it.
Like, yeah,
smell
the smell of
it.
Of
even
eggs.
The look of it, the touch. The
smell of
eggs.
About
it hits
stinks.
You right in the asshole.
Yeah.
I don't
sucks.
Care.
Yeah.
All right. Alex, the truck. Oh, actually, you know what? Truck this. Write a 5-star review.
Yeah.
5-star review. Share it with some pals. Subscribe to our YouTube. Follow us on all social media. A lot of you are watching the YouTube regularly and still not clicking the cocksucking free button on the right motherfucking low-hand
corner. Calm down.
Please, for the love of God, just do that. And subscribe, support, share it with a friend. Like I said, we got a new logo. We're throwing everything in the kitchen sink at this goddamn show this year. So be prepared. And everything is at heresascenario.com. Brendan, do you have anything to individually plug?
Twitch.tv/sags2riches. Go to my YouTube while you're subscribing to things. And please subscribe to my YouTube. And also, I've been running my hour at New York Comedy Club every month. And it's just been a hell of a time. And I put people that I love on the show. And the last one was sold the fuck out.
Woo!
And we're hoping that we can do it again. And by we, it's just me.
Yeah,
so just I'm just creating a team. The next one's January 23rd at 7 o'clock.
Nice.
So, and use the promo code SAGS for 20% off.
It's my friend Corey's birthday.
Hell yeah. Tell him to come by. Good birthday gift.
January, guys, I'll be... When is this January? What this comes out?
11th.
Oh, geez. Well, then this weekend, please come to Helium in Indianapolis. Tell some people. Come out. I'm going to be there on the 15th January. 15th of January. And that would be fun to come see you guys and say hello. Otherwise, MikeFeeneyComedy.com for tickets. Going to be at Comics Roadhouse in February. I'm going to be in Boston in June. Just MikeFeeneyComedy.com for dates and watch, you know, go watch my stuff on my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Pass it around, please.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/MikeFeeneyComedy.
MikeCannonComedy.com for tickets. January 27th through the 28th, I'm in Grand Rapids, Michigan at the Listening Room. Then I'm in Baltimore, Maryland, February 2nd through the 4th. I'll be in Toronto. I'll be in Phoenix. I'll be in Houston. And then in New York City, the big one, February 25th. Gramercy Theater, where, I mean, tickets are still fucking moving and we still haven't really, like, gone full-fledged promo into it. I think at this point, by the time this episode comes out, you will be seeing a lot more announcements since it'll be over a little bit over a month away. buy your tickets. Like I said, I want everybody from this podcast, all the fans in this New York or surrounding areas, to please come out to the show. It is a Saturday night, biggest show I've ever done. I'm a local hometown New Yorker, so let's fucking do this. Gramercy Theater, February 25th. And then, I'll be back in Canada and British Columbia, Seattle, and all over the map. So MikeCannonComedy.com for all that, the YouTube, and Nicole.
Nicole C. Lines on Instagram, and subscribe to the YouTube.
Yay! Yeah, subscribe to our motherfucking YouTube.
Hell yeah.
So Feeny's dead.
We killed
Feeny. Where'd he go?
During the credits.
During the credits.
During the credits?
During the plugs.
Oh.
What C word am I looking for?
I don't know. Credentials?
No, because that is credits. Were you going to take a shit?
You were gone for 4 minutes. Strong stream.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Alex the truck.
Oh, he's got to go back. He didn't.
If you were allowed to eat an exotic animal, no matter if it is endangered or extinct, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one.
Or extinct.
An extinct animal?
Yeah.
I would like to try T-Rex meat. Tyrex.
So tough.
T-Rex yeah. meat. You think?
Yeah.
Big time.
The giant
I think
muscle.
You can make it good.
It's a... What do you mean you can make it good? How would you make T-Rex good?
So you had a little, bit of the vinegar peppers, as you know. You splice in some celery, some carrots, chop, 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 chop. Boil it, make a good ragu.
Boil it? You would boil T-Rex?
You boil some T-Rex, add a little bit of raptor head. Oh, and that's the timer. Joke is over. Nice little escape from that riff.
All right. That's something.
Do you like me, Daddy?
Petey, what would you eat?
I would like to try just pony.
Just a pony.
I
wonder what horse or pony tastes like.
Horse, you could eat horse.
Go to like England or something, right? Don't they eat that in
I feel like they must
the
eat
UK?
That here. Is horse illegal to eat in the States?
Yeah, there was a whole Subway thing, remember? Where they were putting horse.
No,
meat?
They were saying
that was
they were saying
IKEA.
Get the horses out of here from trotting around the parks and shit. They weren't selling horse meat on the 6 train.
He's talking about IKEA was selling with the meatballs. They had that's what you were talking
and
about.
And I was also talking about the Subway restaurant, not the Subway system.
Right. Oh, I thought you were like, there's the churro lady, there's the horse meat lady.
The pony lady.
Yeah. Just a head on a fucking...
You don't know the pony princess at the Upper East Side?
I do. I feel like... I feel like horse must taste like venison, or maybe a fattier
like a
venison. Yeah, something like that. And I do think something that we didn't discuss with T-Rex might be interesting, or at least dinosaur in general, because I feel like it would taste a lot more like chicken than we think. You know what I mean?
That's
like, we probably
say.
Look at who?
They come from chickens. Or chickens come from dinosaurs.
Right. Well, birds. But I just feel like, I would assume it's like almost like a alligator texture. But...
Make good jerky.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking
T-Rex
during
jerky?
This dinosaur conversation?
What?
Mammoths. I bet mammoths. You cook and eat.
It's like eating an elephant.
Yeah, but
eating the fur.
I'll tell you what looked really good on the show
tiger?
On the show alone, and then when we saw this animal in person in Alaska, the muskox. I would love the guy on alone just stabs and kills a muskox with like a hand knife, and then is like eating its heart with his fucking bare hands in the middle of his rock. It's like rock layer. It's unreal.
Now, what does a muskox look like?
You.
Does it look like an ox?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks super handsome. Okay.
It's an
ox with a strong musk.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
Oh yeah.
He kills him with those.
I wish my hair was
as
thick as that.
A fucking knife, dude. He literally kills it with
that
a
seems
knife.
Like
Jesus
a,
Christ.
Seems like such a waste of food. He's not gonna be able to.
No, he
that.
Ate the entire thing over the course of 100 days.
And then you live inside
it.
Of it too.
He jerkied it. He dried a lot of it. He had to keep the fat separate, and a fucking honey badger kept stealing it. And he was like. He was almost so knowledgeable that it was a cheat code.
Yeah.
Like, he knew literally everything. Like, you could ask him about the meat of a fucking endangered muskrat, and he would just know exactly which fiber helped your dick get hard. Like, he's that type of fucking brilliant guy. And when it comes to this shit, and he lasted the full 100 days and he won. That was the one to 100.
100 like, days?
For a milli bucks. Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. You can, they give it to him. They go, you can eat all the muskrat you can have or muskox you can have.
I mean, he liked it. He was like, you know, he's like, this was hard. I'd just as well stay out here.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to stay out here for another couple of days.
So guys, my warrant actually doesn't go away for another week. So
yeah. It's just MTV Cribs. She's like, all right, get out of here alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nicole, can you look that up? The rock, I think it's called Rock House for Alone.
Thanks,
Brendan. And
that was good.
It was good.
I was watching 60 Days In, and it's kind of the similar thing of like, the guys that are too good for it, like especially with 60 Days In, because it's like jail. There was one guy who was like just getting up levels of like the prison system. He was like, they really like me here. He like stayed. His wife was like, can you come home? He's like, sorry, babe. There's a shanking on Tuesday. I can't miss it.
Yeah, he's like Red.
Yeah,
he's the guy who could get you things.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you go out into the real world after you establish that type of worth?
Yeah, it's better.
It's got to be so freeing when, like, money isn't a thing. Or, like, the amount, the difference between you as the day one prisoner and you as the prisoner kingpin in terms of the amount of money you have, that gap is so much smaller than the real life gap between the least amount of money someone has versus the biggest, versus Elon Musk, you know? Like, you could theoretically, like, become the richest person in any prison. Your odds are like whatever that is, like one in a couple thousand if it's a huge one.
Sure, but there's
what's the most maximum prison?
Like the biggest?
Like the biggest max? Is that the San Quentin one, or what's the biggest one?
In America?
Prison?
I do not know.
What would you get? I'm gonna guess 2,500 people.
Is that the one in Texas where the guy dresses them in pink?
To
I think San Quentin is
that Arizona?
I think San Quentin's in California.
Dang.
That could be wrong.
Prison is different than jail too. Like jail, I think 60 Days In is jail, and that's rough. Like that's like where it's its own society, and you have to like, figure it out. But like prison is like you're fucked. If you don't even join anybody, they'll kill you. I heard.
Yeah, like you're in a full island. You know,
so I was just allowing him to speak with as much authority as he wanted.
You really are the king of giving me my own rope. Giving me enough rope.
Here, there's a support beam. Why don't you throw it over there?
Yeah. Just let him talk.
That won't hold. Play right to his defiance. No way that'll hold. And you could throw it up there.
I don't know who to be mad at.
I feel like I need a bald eagle.
What's the answer to
that'd
that?
That'd be good. What's the answer?
I think the Louisiana State Penitentiary is one of the biggest ones.
Damn. What's that population? What's that gen pop?
6,300 prisoners.
Whoa!
100 staff.
Whoa!
How many? 300 staff?
1,800. So because of that, it says it's been given the nickname a gated community.
Boom, 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 boom.
Dude, imagine living within X amount of miles of the biggest, of that, like, it was 7,000 inmates of like the worst kind where you go, oh my God, that's like up in Sing Sing.
Drive
people
by.
People would hear screaming.
Like, I would stop by McDonald's, get those tiny burgers that are like a dollar, and just every time I drive by, just throw them in.
You know, they're right under this.
Really help these guys out.
Yeah. Help the murderers.
Immediately be.
They're not all murderers.
For some throwing
rapists.
Foreign
some
objects are over a prison wall, you dumb idiot.
You dumb idiot. So close.
So close to a slam.
So close to a slam.
All right. Ethan Skullfox, here's a scenario. At your current age, would you be a virgin for 5 more years if it meant you would get, if it meant you get to lose it to any person in the world? 5 more years.
Yeah.
At your current age.
I could do that.
So does that mean we are currently virgins and would need to be a virgin for 5 more years beyond this, or 5 more years beyond when we actually lost our virginity?
5 more years beyond this.
I wouldn't even know what it's like to be a virgin now, though. Like, that would, 37 years, yeah, that would be tough, but I have no basis for what that would be like.
What about if you just, from right now, couldn't have sex for 5 more years to have sex with anybody you want?
Speaking of,
here's the problem. 5 years from now,
can you jerk off?
So many of your, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So many of your things change. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
you might not even have a dick and balls.
Right.
They might be illegal. Yeah. If the woke mob gets their way. Next on Tucker Carlson.
Tuckle.
That's a baby Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
It's four babies.
What was the question there again?
Well, we changed it to could you not have sex for 5 years?
Oh, I really think I could if I just kept reminding myself that I'm going to have sex with anyone I want.
Yeah. And this is no jerking off, you said?
That's just once, though, right? Oh, no, it is jerking off. You can jerk off. You can fuck things. You can put your dick, into stuff.
What?
You can heat up a roll.
A warm crescent roll?
Slob some fucking Vaseline in the roll. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you like flakes everywhere?
Not if it's a King's Hawaiian.
It turns out I just don't have eczema.
That's King's Hawaiian.
Is that a King's Hawaiian?
King's Hawaiian's very soft. There's no flakiness on a King's Hawaiian.
Oh, get that bread? Oh, yeah.
Are you nuts?
Sure, yeah. You're crazy, dude.
Yeah, it's as sweet as the Maui wind.
Yeah, you idiot.
Inuit?
Idiot.
Racist.
Both of you can't say idiot.
I was doing that on purpose. I was making fun of how he. Sure. No, really. Really.
Really ran out of steam here, gang.
I think this is the best episode we've ever done.
It was.
New Year, New Us.
It was.
New to the U.S.?
No. I said New Year, New Us.
Oh, okay. Got it. Last.
new to the U.S., I guess. I mean,
New Year, New Passport?
Last question. Nicole, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Are you having fun?
Yes. Okay. We should maybe wrap soon.
Okay, let's wrap it up right now.
What?
Oh, I guess we should save some.
Speed spell. Lasagna.
Do it. L-A-S.
Speed spell.
What do you mean? Fast?
Fast. Lasagna.
L-A-S-A.
You're getting.
Was I wrong? Lasagna?
I don't know, but you're not spelling it fast enough.
You gotta spell it fast. Speed.
Okay. Armadillo, go.
A-M-R. Shit. It's the fun of it.
I can do that. A-M-R.
No, you gotta pick a different word.
He's stupid, idiot. He's still got it wrong.
Brendan, motorcycle, go.
M-O-T-E-R-C-Y-L-C.
Motor. Nicole. Igloo, go.
I-G-L-O-O.
Orchestra, go. Orchestra.
Oh, R-C-H-E-S-T-R-A.
That's not fast enough.
Yeah, you're ahead of you're slower than your brain right now.
Yeah,
you got to get ahead of the brain.
Omelet, go.
Omelet, O-M-L-E-T.
Bye, everybody.